Eklund, as a matter of coming in here, coming in, doing the job, doing it efficiently and getting out with the win.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we've done. You know, it wasn't an outstanding performance by any manner of means. It was good spells in that game that where we did, you know, looked a good side. And then there's other spells that we, you know, we let Derry back in. So overall, it's probably happy with parts of it, and other parts we need to improve on if we're going to get to an Ulster final.
Nevertheless, when Hugh McFadden got the goal, you know, for 11 or 12 minutes in, you were in a good position and you really kicked on from that.
We did, yeah. It was a very, very good goal, and if they finished it very, very well. He got on the end of a very good move, and yeah, it was a good score to get at that stage of the match.
1-10 to 7 up, you were arm's length, and that's the way it remained right through the second half. And I suppose Derry were always hunting and chasing to their credit, but Mulligan's goals, I suppose, really clenched it.
Yeah, Keane again, he came on against Cavan and got a goal also, and a real good finish from Keane. Darrow Boyle set him up, and you know, it was a real good finish, and again Keane done well when he came in there. So listen, it's a squad game, as I say. We picked up a number of knocks today that we have to reassess now when we get back in, so hopefully those guys will be ready to go in 2 weeks time.
How concerned are you about Neil McGee, who went off, Jamie Brennan, and Michael Angan?
Yeah, you'd have to be concerned that those three would be rated probably very, very doubtful even before I get back in to look at them. But listen, as I say, the squad's the squad, and we have to, it'll probably give opportunities to other lads, but we're hoping that we can get those boys back.
So all in all, a good day's work.
Yeah, happy any day you want an Ulster Championship match, Tom. It's a good day's work, so we look forward to the semi-final.